You're listening to Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
If you're confused about weight loss, you're not alone. And nutritionist Elizabeth DeRobertis from the Scarsdale Medical Group is here to make things easy for us. Elizabeth says it's still and always has been about the calories, right?
The most important thing to know about nutrition as it relates to weight management is that we need to know about the calories that we're taking in. And there's so much information and misinformation out there that makes it very hard for people to know, should they be looking at carbs, should they be looking at sugar, should it be fat, glycemic index, blood type, points. There's so many different things, and really the bottom line should be that everyone should start with their calories, and that we should look at calories just like we look at price tags, and that will help to guide us to better choices.
Okay, so we should look at calories. I'm sure there is difference, but what's the difference between if I get 150 calories in potato chips or 150 calories in fruits and vegetables?
Okay, that's a really good question, because the first thing is that everyone that wants to manage their weight should reduce their calories. So on one hand, a calorie is a calorie, but then the next step is that not all calories are going to make you feel the same. So while someone may be able to lose weight or manage their weight on a reduced calorie diet that comes from, let's say, potato chips, they're not going to be left with very much food during the day, because then you want to look at your nutrient density versus your energy density. So if we choose foods that are lower in calories but higher in fiber and more nutrient rich, we get to have a lot bigger volume of food during the day, and we're also going to feel a lot better in terms of energy.
You'll feel fuller. And you'll have energy, right?
Yes.
I sometimes get a little depressed after I eat a bag of potato chips, and I don't know if it's nutrition or, you know, mental.
Right, exactly, the physical part or the psychological aspect, yes.
All right, so the average, middle-aged woman or middle-aged man, how many calories?
Okay, so that's another good question. So usually you have a few ways of answering it. The first way is that less calories than what you've been taking in. So instead of getting yourself crazy with, like, exact calorie counting, most people can look at their day and figure out what they can do slightly differently. So if someone's coming home from work and eating too much at that time, they can do something like plan to have a healthy afternoon snack before they leave work so that they don't come home and overeat. Just by putting into effect a simple plan like that, they will reduce their calories and they'll lose weight even without knowing what their exact calorie needs are. But an average number is that most women need somewhere around 1,200 to 1,400 calories to lose weight, and most men will lose weight on somewhere around 1,600 to 1,800 calories.
Wow. Okay, 1,200 to 1,400 for women, roughly, and 1,600 to 1,800 calories for men.
Yeah, and that's an average number. We have some people who need to cut back even a little bit more. Some people take medication that lowers their metabolic rate. Some people aren't able to burn as many calories through exercise. But those are good average numbers to start with.
All right, what kind of medication lowers your metabolic rate? Because I don't want any of that.
Right. So the most antidepressant or anti-anxiety medications that are known to cause weight gain, the reason why that happens is that they lower metabolic rate. And actually in our office, we have a metabolism test. So the third way that I answer the calorie question is that if you really want to know your exact number for how many calories you need, there are devices available that you breathe into for about 15 minutes, and it tells you exactly what your metabolism is. And so what we see is that when people take the medications that lower their metabolism, like most of the anti-anxiety medications, they do have a lower metabolic rate, but those people still are able to lose weight. They just need to be a little bit more dedicated.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine you have anxiety and you have to lose weight, and the pill you're taking to help the anxiety is making you fat.
Yes, but hopefully that if you're in a better mindset because you're taking the medication, hopefully you will be able to be more focused and driven on doing things like exercise and still be able to lose weight.
Okay. We're talking to Elizabeth DeRobertis, a nutritionist with the Scarsdale Medical Group, and we're talking about, big picture, what we need to know about nutrition. So tell me again this device you have that measures your metabolic rate.
Oh, it's amazing. It's called MedGym, and it's a handheld device that's approved by the FDA, and you breathe into this device for 15 minutes, and when you are done, it tells you how many calories you need to maintain your weight and also how many calories you need to lose weight, and it will actually give you the date at which you will reach your target weight as long as you continue to follow the plan that we develop for you based on your calorie needs.
This is better than the weight.
It's a very cool device.
You know, you get on the Wii and it says, did you ever do that?
I do. You know, there's something on the Wii, some people find it very motivating. It's a great way to be able to burn calories and exercise, but often people don't like that it puts you in a weight category, so that when you go on, it says, hey, where have you been? And now you're obese.
Right.
So we like to use like a little bit more positive talk, at least in my office we do.
My husband was crushed when the Wii told him he was obese.
Yes.
Crushed. He hasn't turned it back on since. But it's nice that they remember your name and they kind of know you.
Right.
So what is this machine picking up in your breath that it can determine your caloric intake needs?
It's measuring your oxygen consumption and your CO2 production, and then it has some complicated algorithm programmed into it where it's then able to determine what's called your resting metabolic rate.
Wow, I bet a lot of people are shocked at how few calories they actually need or should take in.
That's correct. And then what we need to do with that is make those calories work as hard for them as we can. And so then that's when we get into things like portion size and spacing your food out during the day and using your calories in a way that you have enough energy to get through the day and that you never go too long without eating, because that is always a hard thing for people when they try to eat as little as they can.
Mm-hmm.
It always backfires.
When I lost weight, I did it by eating more earlier in the day. I was one of those starve yourself all day, eat all night people.
Yes.
And I actually had to eat like peanut butter on rice cakes every morning to actually be able to lose weight.
Yes. You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because so many people skip breakfast, and so often those people are the ones who eat too much after dinner. And they don't even relate those two times in their mind because they're so far away from each other.
Mm.
But almost everyone that comes in to see me that's skipping breakfast is eating too much after dinner. So one of the best defenses that you can use is to intentionally space out your calories throughout the day, starting in the morning. As we all know, breakfast is essential. But I think once people realize that it's going to help them to eat less later in the day, they're more motivated to make sure that they do fit breakfast in.
Right. So do you have a rule, a suggestion, like don't eat after this time or don't eat after that time?
So there really is no magical cutoff time for when you stop eating. The reason why it does work for some people is that if you said, I'm not going to eat anything after 8 o'clock, so you stop all your evening snacks, what you're really doing is reducing your calorie intake. So that brings us back to the first point, which was look at the calories that you're taking in.
Mm.
So it can't hurt to have a cutoff time just because it sets boundaries for the day. But I also, you know, I don't like for someone to feel like if they have to eat dinner late one night that they think that they're going to be doomed because of that. As long as they're still eating in a healthy way and they're within their calorie needs for the day, they can still lose weight if they happen to have to eat dinner late.
Okay. Nutrition is the topic. Are there some foods that no one should ever eat, ever?
That's a good one. Okay, so I think soda is a big one. Like, there's no reason to drink calories from things that give you no nutritional value. So things like soda and even juice, it's much better to eat a piece of fruit than drink juice. For most other foods, I think that there's a healthier swap that can be made. That's something I do a lot in my office. I call it smart swaps,
mm-hmm.
where for most people, I have a few favorite things, and usually we don't need to eliminate them. We just want to improve them slightly.
I have to tell you, I've recently given up the juice.
Usually people lose weight when they do that, and they think that they should be drinking juice because it's nutrient-dense without realizing that the piece of fruit is so much better for you.
So much better. You know, if you just look on the back of the juice bottle, it's mostly sugar. And
like
without the fiber.
Yeah, and very calorie-dense.
On the front of the juice, it says things like organic and rich in vitamin C and, you know,
yes.
wholesome nutrition.
The marketing claims. That's why one of the rules in my office is that you can never choose a food based on the things that you see on the front of the package. You always need to turn it over and look at the back. Because
good rule.
Even though organic might be a good, healthy thing to choose if it's a certain category of food, it certainly doesn't mean that it's the choice that's going to result in weight loss. You just want to be a well-educated shopper.
I'm a little bit of a smarty in this department. The one thing I pride myself on is that I'm a really healthy eater. However, I bought these breakfast bars the other day because the outside of the box said they were good for me.
Right.
And I took one bite of them and I said, oh my God, this is candy. But the top of the box said, you know, high in fiber, low in whatever, sodium. And I was like,
yeah,
oh.
Right.
Yeah, I was fooled.
So I talk to people about looking at food labels, and the reason is that when you look at food labels, most of the information, in fact, all of it is there, and that's why I encourage people to do that, to use that approach instead of following a particular diet, because if you're on a diet and you're following different rules, you can always be off the diet. But if you're looking at food labels, all of the information is there. Turn over the package, compare a few labels, and you can make a good choice on the spot based on what's in front of you.
We're talking to Elizabeth DeRobertis. She is a nutritionist, and we want to know, what's your secret? What's your go-to food? You want to feel full and not wreck the diet. This
right.
is your staple.
For me,
my staple
in my diet
yeah.
is Greek yogurt. I actually have two, Greek yogurt and cottage cheese. So one of my key secrets is that I bring my food with me every day to work, and it's something that I recommend that all of our patients do the same thing, that we travel with our food, because anytime we pick up food out of the house, it's always going to have more calories. But then I also really rely on protein snacks. So in the middle of the afternoon, if I have, you know, 5 or 6 more patients to see and I don't want to end up hungry, I'll have either a 0% Greek yogurt or a 100-calorie little cup of cottage cheese. And so I know that my snacks are between 100 and 130 calories, and because they're high in protein, they're going to hold me over.
Perfect. All right. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Actually, one more tip is to eat your food in the order of lowest to highest calorie. So that's a good tactic, is to always eat lower-calorie foods first. So if they find that they're hungry, look for vegetables, look, you know, take a piece of fruit, have a salad, a broth-based soup. If you eat your food in the order of lowest calorie to highest calorie, you'll start to feel full on the lower-calorie foods, and that will help you to eat less.
That's nutritionist Elizabeth DeRobertis from the Scarsdale Medical Group. Clients have had great success with her 10-week programs, and she has a new product coming out next week. It's called Hunger Shield. It's an all-natural beverage mix that you pour into your water bottle, and it keeps your hunger pangs at bay so you can make your best choices. Visit hungershield.com or elizabethdrobertis.com. Anybody want to be my weight loss buddy? Like 10, 15 pounds? Seriously, I could use a pal. Email me from the website, caseyontheradio.com. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center, where they practice patientology, combining advanced technology, quality care, and the belief that a patient is always a person first. Learn more at hvhc.org. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only.